Good evening. It is so good to see you here for this service of worship tonight, this Christmas Eve at First Baptist Church of Newport News. We welcome you both in person and online. We are grateful to have you here with us as we worship. For those of you in person, if you did not pick up one of your candles at the front as you came in, you will want to have one of those for later on in the service. Be careful. Don't burn yourself on this. We want to make sure that you have one of these for our candle lighting portion of the service. We switched to these last year. What they may lack in feel, they definitely make up for in COVID friendliness. So we're certainly trying to keep everyone safe and cared for during this season. It is good to see you. You may want to take this opportunity to share this service because we are, as we've already noted, doing this live tonight. So you may want to share this on your phone through your own Facebook or social media settings so that people can participate with us. Also, you may want to also, for those of you who are in person, you'll notice that we have QR codes on the back of each pew. You may connect with those through your QR reader on your phone or your camera, and that'll allow you to find guest information, things that are going on with us, and it will also take you to our, give you an opportunity to go to our online giving platforms, should you choose to take advantage of those. We have two ways you can give here tonight. We have our giving boxes that are by the exits, and we also have our online giving options, which allow you to give to our general church funds, or you may give to our Christmas offering, which is our Love Our Schools offering, where we have the privilege of being able to share gift cards with all the school workers at Mitchellville High School, Gildersleeve Middle School, and Yates Elementary School. These are folks, this is a way that we get to encourage people during this season, and we invite you, as you are led, to take part in those offerings again, as you are led. We are so glad that you're here, and we do look forward to all that is in front of us, to all that God has to share with us as we celebrate the birth of the newborn King.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined.
The people who walk in darkness, that is us. We have seen deep darkness in the world around us. So we have come to search for the light. We long for the light.
You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy.
We long for God's joy in our hearts.
For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian.
We long to be relieved of all that we can carry.
For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. He is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
He is named Emmanuel, God with us. In this tiny baby, this vulnerable child, we find our light, our joy, our comfort.
Good evening. Please stand if you are able and join us in singing Come Thou Long Expected Jesus.
From Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord God of life, together with the beautiful traditions of decorating the Christmas tree, of singing carols and giving gifts, this Christmas Eve service is an important part of our celebration of the birth of our Lord Jesus. Come, Lord our God, and surround us as we delight in the joyous season of Christmas. Gift us the taste of happiness as we anticipate this coming together of family and friends, as sparkling stars and singing angels rejoice at the birth of the Christ child in Bethlehem. So may we take great joy in this, our Christmas Eve celebration. May you, our God, bless it and us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Please stand if you are able and join us in singing, "Lo, How a Rose E'er Blooming." Reading from the Gospel of Luke. "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world shall be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being with great child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Please stand if you are able and join us in singing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying, which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
Please stand and join us in singing, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Amen.
be seated.
I want to take a moment and thank our choir for singing as a part of our service this morning and transformed. Actually, it's evening. I'm not that confused. Normally I'm used to being up here in the morning. I mean, that's normally how this works. So we're all a little bit off, but it's so good to see you. And choir, thank you so much. You really added so much to our worship, and all of our readers, and John Irving for getting back from Philadelphia as quickly as he legally could, and for all of our ministerial staff, and for Leslie Spitzer for organizing this service as well as our 5 o'clock service. Thank you so much. Now, for all of you here in the choir and in the congregation, both in person and online, I do have a question for you. Anybody buy a scented candle this Christmas? Anybody buy one for their home, like for the Christmas season, anything? Anybody buy one as a gift? Now, don't raise your hand if it's for the person next to you. Don't do that, okay? Anybody buy one as a gift? Did you know there's lots of these things? I mean, apparently there's a scented candle all the time. I was like looking at scented candles, and I found out what Christmas smelled like. Did you ever notice this? Going around this Christmas, I saw a cedar and balsam scented Christmas candle. And then there was a fresh cut Christmas tree candle, cinnamon and cider candles. Apparently, Christmas smells like lots of things. A Christmas Eve scented candle. Ah. Now, it was not because it was not something about sleep deprivation and everything you use to keep yourself awake. It was sugar plums, candied fruits, and warm hearth smells. Then there was the wood fire scented candles, the assortments of nutmeg and vanilla candles. There was a candy cane scented candle, as if you couldn't find enough candy canes this time of year. And the ever popular Christmas cookie scented candle, in case you didn't get to bake any cookies. I'm so glad there's so many candles that can bring the smell of Christmas into my home. Got me thinking about this question. What does Christmas smell like? I know I'm a little weird. I think about weird questions sometimes, but what does Christmas smell like? Do you have any memories of what Christmas smells like in your home? Maybe there was something your mother made that made you think of Christmas. Maybe there was baking bread, baking cookies. Maybe there was a real Christmas tree. Some people have real Christmas trees, and that smell can really be strong. In our home, one of the smells of Christmas is strong brewing coffee. Of course, that's pretty much a smell every day at our house, so anyhow, I guess that doesn't change much. We usually have tea brewing as well, but that's not quite the same kind of smell. How about smoked meat on the grill? That's a smell that shows up at our house over Christmas break, because I love grilling and smoking meat on the grill. And for those of you, some of you just perked up because you and two are a part of the great club of meat smokers. And just so you know, I use lump charcoal, and I'm pretty personal about it. Anyhow, all kinds of smells of Christmas. Maybe a big breakfast. My family over the years has often gone to Waffle House a time or two over Christmas break. Wouldn't that make a great candle? The smell of a Waffle House and a candle? Wouldn't that be great? Man, I should market this stuff. What smells make you think of Christmas? Kind of reminds us of our Christmas memories and some of that nostalgia, doesn't it? Now, I want us to go back to the text that was just read. John Irving read what we call the Christmas story to us, that Luke 2, 1 through 7 portion about where Jesus is born and Mary lays Jesus in the manger in a stable because there's no room at the inn. So I want to know, if somebody wanted to make candles that smell like the real Christmas, that night in the stable, I wonder what those candles would smell like. The real Christmas. Being the marketer that I am, I came up with some ideas. You may want to try some of these. Happy hay. Now, that one's not for folks with seasonal allergies, so just be careful. Damp donkey. Soiled sheep. Uh-oh. Yikes. Dirt and diapers. Real Christmas, folks. Christmas childbirth. No comment. How about unshowered shepherd? A very popular candle back in the day. And the number one bestseller from the real Christmas, manger and manure. Wow. You see, sometimes we have this idea of what Christmas is like. Sugar plums, cider, balsam, wood. And then we think back about to what actually happened, and we remember that the Christ child was not born into a perfectly set up Christmas. He was born into a broken, dangerous, sinful world. This is not some child who was insulated from all the ugliness. Jesus was sent precisely because of all the ugliness. And God did not spare him from that. He was not born in a pristine palace. He was born in an impoverished sty for the animals, reminding us that this Messiah is real. Not just real in the fact that he was really born and really existed and really died on the cross and was really resurrected, as powerful as that is. But this Messiah dealt with the real stuff, the grimy, the ugly, the broken, kind of like the stuff that we deal with. The anxiety, the fear, sin, selfishness, grief, injustice, and unfairness. Jesus entered into the smelly reality of human life. And he became our Savior. What does Christmas smell like? Christmas smells like a God that loved us enough to come into the middle of the muck and to make it new. Not perfect, but to somehow, through his grace and love, take even our brokenness and turn it into something that is good and hope-filled. Jesus' birth doesn't bring us the fragrance of trees, vanilla, or cookies. Jesus' coming brings us the fragrance of life, real life. Real life that is characterized by hope, peace, joy, and love. And it reminds me of a text from Ephesians, something that Paul wrote. In Ephesians 5, starting with verse 1, Paul writes, "Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Did you know that love smells? "And live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering to God." We are called followers of Jesus to bring the fragrance of God's love, justice, mercy, and grace to the world. We are called to have God's aroma flow from us so that the world is changed because of it. Randy, that's really pushing the metaphor. Well, Paul did it first, so I'm in good company. At Christmas, none of us are forgotten by God. He loved us to send Jesus into a broken, smelly, sinful reality. And the fragrance of God's love, hope, and peace and joy changed the world. And now it's our turn. I wonder, what does the world think Christians smell like? That's a kind of a personal question, isn't it? What do you smell like? That's getting real personal. But in the context of this conversation, the question I'm asking is this. When folks who are not Christians think about us, how do they think we influence the world? Judging by all the different surveys we read, it is not a good picture. Everything we read, and even if you listen to your non-Christian relatives, your friends who've left the church or left every church, if you listen to them and say why, one of the things you're going to hear is the people that are called to walk in light seem to be conveying more darkness. We're called, friends, to seed the earth with the fragrance of God's love. We're called to leave behind us, as we speak, as we work, as we go to school, as we spend time on social media, we're called to leave behind us a trail of goodness, kindness, and grace. I mentioned a little bit ago that I like to cook on the grill. I like to smoke things on the grill. If you've ever cooked on the grill, particularly using charcoal, if you ever smoked something all day long, you ever notice you still smell like the grill? Hours later, until you get a shower, you still smell like the grill. Everything on you smells like the grill. And if you sit inside the house long enough, guess what? The house starts smelling like the grill. What if what Paul is telling us is that as we walk through the world, everywhere we walk should be covered with the fragrance of grace? What if in everything that we do, this broken, smelly world is covered by the fragrance of God's love because of how we act, speak, and treat others? My friends, at this Christmas season, tonight and tomorrow, as you smell the cider, as you smell breakfast cooking, as you smell whatever you are making for Christmas dinner, whether it's on a grill, an oven, or whatever else it might be, as you smell something, I pray that you will think about the fact that you and I are called to fill the world with the smell of God's love, the fragrance of grace, the aroma of hope. The smell of love. Thanks be to God.
Please stand if you are able and join us in singing, "O Come, All Ye Faithful." remain standing for the lighting of the Christ candle. Join us in singing Silent Night, Holy Night.
Precious Jesus, born on this night, as we go from this place, remind us that you are not a God who's born into perfection, but you're a God whose Son came as perfection into brokenness in order to make it whole again. Lord, as we go from this place, may we carry the aroma of your love, the fragrance of your hope, peace, and joy with us, so that everywhere we pass, everyone to whom we speak, every word we write, every attitude we hold, might leave people knowing that Christ has indeed passed them by and given a covering of love. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.